Almost every religion in the world is about human beings in search of God. Christianity and Judaism are different. For Christians and for Jews, religion is about God's search for us. The story begins with a rupture, a break, a separation between God and creation. And the rest of the story is about God searching out men and women and all of creation. The Old Testament is filled with announcements of God through the prophets and through works and deeds, reaching out for a people, reaching out to be united with a people. God follows the human race down labyrinthine ways through the alleys and streets of history, over the mountains and through the seas of time, in search of a people. And this feast that we celebrate is the culmination of that search. For we are told that on that night, in a one-horse town, unbeknownst to almost everyone, a child was born, a child who is no less than the Son of God. And the search is ended, for God has come to dwell among his people. God has come to embrace the human family. God has come to wrap his arms around all of us and each of us individually. And God has come in a way that should frighten no one. God has come as a child, as an infant, as the most vulnerable of all creation, as the most innocent of all life, as the least threatening of all persons. And in so doing, he has announced, proclaimed his passion, his love for the human family. And from that moment on, from that moment in human history, everything has changed. For from that moment, human history is filled with the presence of God. And human history is seen best through the eyes of God. That's what makes this feast so momentous, so powerful, so central, so important. That's what gathers us in the middle of the night to remember the event by which God's search for us was ended, and he became one one with us and one of us. The challenge of the disciple, the challenge of men and women of faith, the challenge of human beings, is to allow God to draw near. You see, the secret is not my drawing near to God. That's not the issue. No one has to draw near to God. The issue is my willingness to allow God to draw near to me. My willingness to allow God to love me. My willingness to allow myself to rest in the hands of God. That's what holiness is. You know, it's really, in one sense, very easy, because it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with God. All that's asked of me is that I allow God to draw close and to be with me. That I stop running. That I stop hiding. That I stop being afraid. That I let go. Unclench my fist. Open my hand. And welcome God in human flesh. As we come to celebrate the Eucharist this evening, we come opening our hearts and our minds. We come not to do anything, but we come to be available, to be available to God. To allow God to touch us, to draw close to us, to be one with us. Isaiah the prophet, centuries before the birth of Jesus, said to the people of Israel, "A young woman, a virgin, will give birth to a child, and she will call her child Emmanuel, which means God is with us." And that, in a nutshell, is what we celebrate in this feast. Those words of Isaiah are found in the very first chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel as a preparation for the story of the birth of Jesus, as a context for that story. And then in 27 succeeding chapters, the words and the deeds of Jesus are laid before us, culminating in his suffering and his dying, his rising in glory, and his ascending to the Father. The opening words were, "The young woman will give birth to a child who will be called God is with us." The last words that Jesus speaks in St. Matthew's Gospel, in the 28th chapter, the 20th verse, he says, "I will be with you all days, even to the end of time." God has searched for us. God has found us. And God has promised, I am with you today, tomorrow, every moment of time until the world passes away. We turn to the Lord in faith as we pray.
Prince of Peace, at your birth, the angels announced the good news to the shepherds. Fill our world, torn by division, with tidings of reconciliation and peace. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Emmanuel, you make your dwelling among us. Bless all families, especially those that are suffering at this time. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Divine Shepherd, you lead the shepherds to the manger. Bless our leaders. Make them humbled and responsible stewards of your people. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Divine Messiah, many still do not know you. Let the good news of your coming resound throughout the world so that all will hear the comforting words of hope and salvation. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.